I'm your host, Sabrina Nicole, and welcome back to the Empowered Expansion Podcast. Here, we're all about tapping into our true power and creating a life we love. Are you ready to be the badass, powerful creator you could choose to be? Join me every week for deep self-concept work, very practical consciousness tools, and some sexy inspiration to elevate your self-image and expand beyond your current reality. I'm going to show you how to relax into creation and have some fun and ease along the way. Let's go. Welcome to this video. My name is Sabrina, and I'm so excited to start this YouTube channel helping you, guiding you, actually, through glowing up in your 20s. I had a gorgeous glow up in my 20s. We're going to be talking about that in this channel. And I'm kind of coming with this like big sis energy, helping you, guiding you, encouraging you, reminding you of your power and that you are completely capable of creating your dream life and the dream version of yourself. And also creating that dream version of yourself from a place of abundance and choosing just because it's fun, not needing to right a wrong or finally make up for something you've been like longing for your whole life, but like just feeling unworthy of. If you're picking up what I'm putting down, great. If not, let's move forward. Let's move on. So obviously a major part to glowing up is starting to take the action that is required to get the results you want. There's a big difference between planning, prepping, thinking about, watching tutorials on how to do something, and taking that action that is like on the core action. Okay, so this video is an invitation to start taking that on the core messy action. Whatever it is that you want to create, you most likely, especially this day and age, like the information era, you probably know the steps you want to take. Check this out from Atomic Habits. It's easy to get bogged down trying to find the optimal plan for change. The fastest way to lose weight, the best program to build muscle, the perfect idea for a side hustle. We're so focused on figuring out the best approach that we never get around to taking action. And if you want to start taking certain action, you want to aim for repetition, not perfection. And if you're going to start taking this action, which I totally recommend and invite you to do in this video, start taking it aiming for repetition instead of perfection. So let me give you a personal example with TikTok and getting a million followers in 4 months. So fun. I had been wanting to grow on social media for years and I was never consistent. I uploaded a few YouTube videos, but I just wasn't really showing up. I was kind of putting the videos on private. I couldn't get that consistency. And then the stars aligned. I mean, it was quarantine. Everyone was at home. And I did a 5 TikTok a day challenge for 90 days. I also did that in combination with my magical morning routine that I started at that time and just exploded my whole life, not just my social media. But there was something so magical about taking that action of posting the videos, 5 videos a day for 90 days. Doing that, not only did it get me massive results, in 3 months, in 90 days, I had 700,000 followers. I had started from zero. I didn't have previous like popular social media. Now, let's all address the elephant in the room. There is something scary and uncomfortable about taking that required on the court action, right? Like you could, let's say with basketball, you could watch tutorials on YouTube all day about how to play basketball. You could have the best basketball players in the world in your living room talking to you about it, maybe even showing you with their hands. But until you get on that court with that ball and you try it and you make the shots and you play the game, you're never going to really know it. And the amount, like collecting information cannot make up for how much and what type of things you learn taking action. For me, it was making those videos, 5 videos a day. I started to recognize also with strategy. I was following a few TikTok accounts that talked about specifically how to grow on TikTok, and I was just implementing what they were saying over and over and over again. So yes, some strategy and the key action. One thing I recommend here is having a rule of thumb for yourself. Try it on, see if it fits well. If you like it, use it. Where the amount of time you take consuming content, consuming information on how to create what you want to create, have that same amount of time also used for implementation of what you're learning. Now, is it uncomfortable being on the court and taking that action? Yes, it absolutely is. Because when you're actually playing the game, you're no longer a spectator of the game. You're in it, right? It's like before you were an audience, in the audience, and now you're actually playing. What happens when you're actually on the court? What happens when you're actually playing a game live? You are at risk of getting hurt, of getting run into. You are at not only risk, it's like inevitable. The whole audience now becomes aware of you and they can judge what you're doing. Side note here, they're in the freaking audience. They're not playing. Other players are not going to think you're weird for what you're doing. They're not going to really judge you. They're grinding. They're doing their thing as well. So take judgment and opinions from the audience with a grain of salt. Like, really, if you want to really take into consideration what someone is saying about you, maybe look at what they've created for their life and see if you like that. And from there, see if you want to take their advice. Because you know what I mean? People just want to give out advice all the time. Take it with a grain of salt. Filter it with your knowing. Also, there is something within our brain, our physical makeup, there's a part of your brain that is designed for survival, right? It wants to conserve energy, have immediate pleasure, and avoid pain. It's not trying to give you your dream life. So this also helps to know, like, yes, you can develop incredible habits that are going to make creating what you want so much easier. Rituals, a way of being, an identity, which a lot of this, we're going to cover a lot of that in this channel. And with all that, it's cool to keep in mind, okay, there is a part of my brain that is not going to want to do this. Like, there is going to be a level of discomfort. It's not a level of suffering. I used to think if I want to get where I want to get, if I want to get my dream body, if I want to get 1 million followers, if I want to get an amazing boyfriend, if I want to get the finances I want for my life, if I want to get these things, I'm going to have to like suffer and grind first and have a bad time first and then get to it and then get the reward. That is not the idea here. There is a slight level of discomfort, okay? And still, you can create from a place of empowerment, of joy. Let me give you a real life example. When I reached the 1 million followers on TikTok, right? The 400,000 on Instagram. Now we're at 2.5 million on TikTok. All these things. There were many times where I did not want to film. I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to show up. And I did it anyway. Something happened within the 90 days where I was getting just enough momentum, getting the followers coming in. It was like all the stars aligned and I was able to take like this consistent action. I got momentum. Plus with the morning routine that I'm going to teach you guys, I was visualizing every day and making it happen. Still, there were so many times where I would turn the camera on. It was time to film. I had to fulfill this goal I had of uploading 5 videos. And the inspiration wasn't all the way there. I didn't love the way I look. Probably didn't think I looked pretty enough. Right now, I do, by the way. I think I look beautiful. I'm so grateful for my face, my body, my being. And I'm grateful to be here sharing this information. So you can take action like that where you don't really want to do it and you do it anyway and get results. And I recommend taking that kind of action, especially at the beginning when you want to get the ball rolling in your life, not suffering, just kind of being uncomfortable and showing up for yourself anyway, like choosing beyond how you're feeling in the moment. And also I'll take it one step further. And we're going to be talking about that on this channel. You can also create it from a place of fun and empowerment and ease with that discomfort. Practical ways you can do that. I'm going to be uploading a meditation where you embody this dream version of yourself 6 months from now and you start being that person now in the present moment. You can play with that. And either way, this video, the invitation was to get started because your favorite YouTubers, they had those moments where they were uploading videos that had very low views, that they were just kind of showing up. But in that showing up, in that messy action that I'm inviting you to take from this place of love and exploring it, okay, from that, you begin to develop your skill. And it's so interesting, right? It's like, why can't I just develop my skill in private and not have anybody see me and then come out when I look perfect and great and I feel safe enough? And why can't I just show up then? Doesn't seem to work that way. I mean, there is mental rehearsal. You can visualize yourself doing it and that's going to help a ton. You can visualize yourself filming the videos, visualize yourself working out, visualize yourself taking that key action. But nothing is gonna get you there or to those results without taking some of that aligned action. And I say this carefully because I don't mean having a bad time and just feeling really awful and insecure and like
feeling really awful and insecure and, you know, showing up that way. Not in a way of suffering. In a way of like, okay, this is a little uncomfortable, but let's take some steps. And maybe the step is way too big, break it down. And no matter what I say, you're at some point gonna have to jump off that diving board and get off and jump and go in and swim, right? Take that action, film that video, put yourself out there. Reality just doesn't really work like that where you could do it in private. You know, if you wanna get good, you're gonna have to expose yourself. You're gonna have to maybe fall, get a few bruises, okay? And what would it take for us to see that as fun and exciting like when you were a child? This is what I was getting to with talking about how I used to post on TikTok and stuff, kind of like showing up even though like I kind of didn't want to film. I've evolved past that and I'd like to share that now actually. I'm recording this video and starting this channel and it's been something I've been thinking about for a long time. And right now I'm taking some of that very key action and I'm very grateful for that. And the place that I'm filming from is so beautiful and it's something I created in my mind first. If the key action is really tough, start being conscious about it and asking questions. What can I do to, what would it take for this action to be enjoyable? So right now I'm co-working with a friend. We're on Google Meet right now. She's an amazing friend. I love talking to her so much. She's building her business. I'm starting this YouTube channel, building this new thing. I'm in my kitchen because it's cozy. I feel rather cozy here. Maybe it's not the most optimal thing to have my Nutribullet in the background here. However, it's fine. I'm showing up. I'm taking a bit of that messy action. But from a place of ease, like I'm enjoying myself right now. I want to sell you on that idea too, that possibility. It is possible to take action from a pretty fun and cool place. Throughout me talking here, I didn't feel completely like, I felt cool. I felt empowered. I had that energy that I wanted to be present here down. And still, it was a little uncomfortable. Still, you know, thoughts crossing through my mind. Do I even know what I'm doing here? Like, am I making sense? And allowing yourself to show up anyway, like you're seeing me do in this video,
It's so beautiful. Also, the energy it takes you to restrain yourself from taking the action that you know you should take to create, not should, you don't have to should all over yourself, but you know you could take to create the life you desire, that same action you're using to resist, to stay laying down watching Netflix, to be against it, is the same energy that thoughts flying through telling me I'm not making sense. What is this? By the way, also when starting, there's something called spotlight syndrome where you suddenly feel like, has it ever happened to you that you have this idea of something you want to do? And then when you start doing it, you feel kind of like awkward. This has to do a lot with like YouTube and showing up and being seen. Spotlight syndrome. Suddenly you sense a lot of people looking at you and you get kind of tense and you don't really believe in your ability to do it, if what you're saying is right or wrong. And again, this goes back to like basic survival needs of not standing out from the tribe, not being unwanted, staying protected, belonging to everyone else. It's a part of our psyche. It's a part of our survival instinct. And there's like a little part of you that wants to protect you because it thinks it's dangerous. You know, maybe like lions are going to lurk and get us. So in that way, you can relax yourself and remind yourself what I'm doing right now is it's not actually dangerous. It's not actually dangerous to receive judgment from people. I'm safe. That's why also we do breath work. We do meditations to remind our body, regulate our nervous system, and know that it's safe to take action and be seen a bit. All right. So that is my invitation for today. Go ahead and take some of that key action. You're going to feel so much better. You're worthy of feeling great now. Relax your nervous system, do some breath work, show up the way you want to show up, and take that key action and start creating the life of your dreams. All right, I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram @EmpoweredExpansionPodcast. See you soon.